I see the bars slam close on Fawny, Fanny, whatever it is, Willis in Georgia. That's brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, the preeminent name, the best in concrete pouring. You want evidence? You can always say, it never ceases to amaze me. Somebody says, you know, we're thinking about putting in a new driveway. Well, you know, Joe Schlitz over here.
Joe Schlitz?
He does a little concrete work on the side. You got to talk to him. You'll save a lot of money.
Joe Schlitz.
And then there's Joe like Schlitz too. Light.
Mike O'Doul's.
Ask to see the receipts, friends. When it comes to concrete, they're all on display at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies Facebook page. And they can handle any project. I'm looking at some of the pouring and the foundational work being done for the Prattville High School football stadium. Yes, they can take on virtually any size project, but they do driveways, sidewalks, patios, stamped concrete, whatever you happen to need. Thing is, when you meet Tom Latham, when you call him up at 284-9292 and ask for an estimate on a project, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. This guy makes no room for less than 100% effort that includes soil testing the entire length and width of whatever is being poured. Top-notch quality materials. Because even a discount on concrete, you know, from that Joe Schlitz guy, you're still paying good money. If it's breaking up and cracking a few months later, it's not going to grow in value with your home. When Penny Earn does it, they do it right the first time. 284-9292. And again, you may not be thinking about a concrete project, but if you look at their Facebook page, there's a lot of ideas there waiting for you. That's 284-9292 for Tom Latham and the team at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Back to the traffic dungeon at 802.
Traffic is very busy, and we've got a bunch of accidents. Let's take them one by one. West Boulevard near the TA Travel Center. We've got an accident there. Then a little bit further up on East Boulevard at Norman Bridge in the corner, got an accident there, and two accidents on East South Boulevard, one near Governor's Drive, the other one right across the street just past Wallace Drive. Use caution in those locations. And we've got an accident on East Boulevard. This is going to be right near Shirley Lane. Please use caution there. Busy everywhere this morning. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. The new Toyotas and Nissans are rolling in at McKinnon Toyota Nissan. Never pay over sticker. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
And now, a star is born. On March 6th, 1906, the world welcomed little baby Lou Costello.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Did you pick out a name for the baby?
Who?
The baby.
Who?
The baby, what's his name?
No, what is the name of his father?
What are you asking me for?
Lou Costello, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time of the cackling hag is 8.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Oh, my God.
Nikki Haley, the lone challenger to former President Trump for the GOP presidential nomination, is about to suspend her campaign, that according to several campaign sources. Former President Trump and President Biden both won big on Super Tuesday, each losing just one of their races. Former baseball all-star Republican Steve Garvey and Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff are vying for the U.S. Senate seat and was held by the late Democrat Dianne Feinstein in California. Texas Congressman Colin Allred has won the Democrat nomination for the U.S. Senate, up against incumbent Republican Ted Cruz. Iran-backed rebels based out of Yemen are not backing down. A U.S. destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down some drones and a missile launched by Houthi rebels. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 128 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 159. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
You've spent the last 9 months telling everyone who they should vote for. But when Election Day comes, you're at the Skin Shack, spreading your wealth to Diamond and Misty. Then, you call your non-vote a political statement.
We call it a cop-out, yeah.
So the next time you hear people yammering on about how voting doesn't matter because they're all a bunch of crooks, peel your I Voted Today sticker off your shirt and slap it over the mouth of Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer, a real American hero.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
I vote for you go play in traffic.
We should start a list, too, of all the people that are threatening to leave the country if Donald Trump should get reelected. We didn't hold them accountable last time. This time, I think we should. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Did a great job of basically keeping the weather in a comfortable state until the very end of the afternoon.
Yeah, that's, I guess, Jacqueline was involved in a downpour. There weren't many down around. It's not as many as we thought. It didn't work out. The forecast didn't work out as the way we thought it would.
And we're glad it didn't, honestly. Yeah. But that picture of Jacqueline in the rain slicker from the polling place near her, in the 36093, had over 350 reactions, and most of them very, very quickly. It was kind of cool to see. Let's visit with David at 809.
Hey.
What's up?
Morning, guys.
Hi.
You know, of course, the reason why most of those people are never found, you know, you jump off a cruise ship in the ocean, you're getting sucked under the cruise ship.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And basically going through the screws. So,
yeah. Ugh.
You know, within minutes, you're fish food. So, and 2 weeks before we took our last Alaskan cruise, some guy had the brilliant idea, I think it was in Juneau or Skagway, one of the two, when the ship was actually moored there, dove off the ship and was swimming around and ended up disappearing. They had to send divers in to find him.
Jeez. That's brilliant.
I mean, it's,
sounds like alcohol was involved.
Probably. So, but yeah, I mean, that's just common sense that, you know, you jump off a ship, you're probably going to get taken under the ship.
Yep.
All right, so,
yep.
And you know, the newest Royal Caribbean ship is 4 times the tonnage of the Titanic.
It's a monster, but it, you know, it's just so huge you forget you're on a ship.
Yeah,
it's got stores.
If I were to walk around Manhattan, I'd rather do it on dry land than, and that's the other thing.
Ship.
Once you're out there,
yeah,
and you start to get homesick. That's why I did a ton of these things. We get to the, you know, one of the ports, and then because I had to go back and do a radio show on Monday, I got to leave early. So I got a taste of what everybody was doing, and that was enough.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
So have a good one, guys.
All right. Thank you. We are at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Coming up, a contest.
What is it?
That's when people compete for a prize. when they call 272-9228, but that's all I know for the moment.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
I'm looking at the satellite view right now, and there's, you know, there's a few breaks here and there, but they're not, I'm not optimistic about sunshine today. We'll say cloudy at least through the middle of the day, maybe a few afternoon sun breaks, as they say up in Portland and Seattle. With today's high temperature, well, pretty comfortable, up to about 74. Partly cloudy tonight, low 53. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, but clouds will be increasing later in the day. Warm on Thursday with a high 77. On Friday now, we were looking at this next storm system, and it looks like more towards Friday night, but beginning Friday afternoon, the risk of scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two begins, and then becomes widespread with rain and thunderstorms Friday night through the overnight hours, locally heavy rainfall, and we also are in a severe weather risk from the Storm Prediction Center. And that takes us into Saturday morning when the storms shift into southeast Alabama. Sunday's high only in the low 60s with sunshine returning. Right now it's cloudy and 63. 812.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. We can't say thank you enough to every one of you who have made Capital Tractor one of the largest Kubota dealers in the U.S. It's because of you. We're honored, we're humbled, we're grateful. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Welcome back.
I'm going to the dentist.
Today is National Dentist Day.
I'm for a trip to the dentist.
32% of adults have untreated cavities.
I don't want to go dentist.
You're not going to the dentist.
When do I get to go to the dentist?
Open your mouth and say,
Let's get the show started.
Come on, let's see those pearly whites.
It's showtime.
It's always the worst day on the calendar, you know?
The dentist. Dentist day. Oh, gosh, yeah. Nobody breaks any speed records going to the dentist.
In other news, some of the coverage yesterday on Super Tuesday included this from the great Jake Tapper on CNN.
The Colorado Supreme Court, of course, wasn't saying, their official explanation was not they didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection, and I have to, an insurrection, and I have to say I got up at 5 this morning to do Casey Hunt's show, and I'm exhausted.
By the way, true insurrection also includes the use of handguns and weapons, and there weren't any on January 20th, 2021. Just a thought. Now, I've got a potential conundrum here. I've got a list of our top 30 food turnoffs.
Okay.
Among them, being rude to a server. I want to give a couple of these so we kind of establish a template for what we're looking for. Licking your knife. So all we need is anything that's in the top 10. And if you can provide that to me at 272-9228, you'll win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Oh, that's an interesting list, though.
Something that people do when they're eating that makes this list of food turnoffs. 272-9228. Please don't make me beg. I would like to not have to beg. 272-9228. I know there's a bit of a slump going on today, post-election and all that, but come on, let's rally our team spirit. Get to the phone. Otherwise, you're going to be listening to that Michael Bolton parody, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to make me whip that out. Top 10 food turnoffs.
I was going to say, just while we're waiting for a call, and I'll bring it up. It's nothing controversial or anything. It's about syrup.
Syrup.
Maple syrup.
Yes.
Found out that there is... Oh, God, there goes the phones. Never mind.
Wow, I mean, every single line lit up.
Never mind.
We got 5 calls.
Who's talking? Who's this?
I got to remember how I did that, so I do it again next time and get that kind of response. But we're looking for one of those that ended in the top 10. And it should be pretty easy.
Wait a minute, some of those people went away. What happened? Oh, there they go. They come back.
Who's this?
All right, so we're going to start here with Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Lori, good morning to you.
Good morning, crew.
Hey, can you tell us what one of the top 10
food turnoffs
might be?
Yeah. Double dipping.
Oh, yes.
Did double dipping make the top 10? No.
Well, that's... Now, that would be one of my top ones, I would say.
Well, I only have the 10, but I would agree, double dipping. And made famous on what TV show?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah. Exactly. Very good. Lori, thank you for trying. We appreciate you. Let's go next to Perry.
Hey,
Hi, Perry.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
Hey. All right.
What do you think?
About blowing your nose real loud at the table.
Okay.
Blowing your nose real loud at the table did not make the top 10. It may be on the full list, but keep trying. 272-9228. Everyone knows it's Cindy.
Good morning.
How are you? What's your suggestion?
Okay? Yeah, what you think?
I didn't hear the very first guess, but I was going to guess drinking out of your soup bowl.
Oh. All right, let me give it to judges here. Judge, can we have a ruling on this, please? Is this a...
You're a winner!
Yeah, I think that's covered by the term slurping your soup.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, so, I guess so. But have I ever done it? Maybe.
At home. That's one thing if you do it at home. Yeah. But if you're...
I'm sitting here doing my happy dance.
All right, you want a Seafood Bistro gift card worth $20? Hold on, please. In the meantime, let's count down the top five food turnoffs.
Number five.
Picking your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Came in at number five.
Yeah, I bet chewing loudly, is that on there?
Well, guess what?
Number four.
Spitting something back out onto your plate.
Oh,
now,
God.
I once saw an episode of a show on manners.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you'll cut a piece of steak off, and it's got a lot of gristle and stuff you can't chew and don't want to swallow.
Yeah.
The correct way to remove that from your mouth is to take your fork.
Napkin? Oh, no.
No. Take your fork up to your mouth and put it back on the fork and set it down. Although your technique too works.
The napkin, yeah.
You just got to remember that you got a piece of glob in your napkin and don't wipe your face with it later.
Yep.
Because there's nothing more hideous than seeing a piece of gristle on your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number three.
Hawking wiped out mouthful. I hate that. And I got to admit, sometimes I'm guilty of that here because I'm enjoying my mid-show snack and the break ends faster. Or I got to do something and I lose track of the time. So it can happen.
Number two.
Chewing with your mouth open, Rich.
Yeah. What?
No, you just mentioned that.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, you had the number two item on the list. You don't do it.
Hey.
I once had to tell somebody, I think you'd enjoy that more out of a dish on the floor, on all fours. And finally,
and number one,
being rude to a server.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that because, I mean, that's just awful.
I even told my daughter, I said, if you're out on a date with a guy and he is an a-hole to the server, that's a relationship you don't want to get too deep into, if at all.
That's a red flag.
Wisdom everywhere here this morning on News Talk 93.1 FM. Here's a piece of wisdom from me.
Mm-hmm.
Your radio dad?
Radio dad.
No, that's right.
Who's your daddy?
I don't know, but he's on 93.1 FM in the morning. Montgomery Paint and Body, when your car is damaged in an accident, there's, first of all, you know, the drill. That sickening sound, crunch.
Hmm.
You take a deep breath, you make sure everybody that's with you is okay. Then, assuming you can open the door, you get out of the car to take a look at the damaged area, and that little song plays in your heart. Not just sadness over the damaged area, but the rigmarole, if you will, that you have to go through following an accident with reports, maybe police, certainly filling out documents for your insurance company.
Dealing with the tow truck people.
That's right. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to Montgomery Paint and Body. If your tow truck driver never heard of them, get a different tow truck. Seriously, because they're the best in the business. And if your car is drivable, get the claim number from your insurance adjuster because at that point, you turn it over to Montgomery Paint and Body. And they will begin the process of ordering all the parts that need replacement, repainting, or repair. Once that damaged area is fixed, they take a look at the car from bumper to bumper and do everything possible with talented people, state-of-the-art technologies, and a little old-fashioned elbow grease to restore the look of that vehicle to good as new, maybe better. It's a result they've been delivering for over four decades on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And the Turners are wired like this. They don't want you to ever have to call them at 27-WRECK with a W, even though it's their business, but accidents happen. When they do, they are your far and away your best option locally. That's Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with a W.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Alabama incumbent House members who were challenged in their party primaries have still retained their seats after Super Tuesday has come and gone. That includes Terry Sewell, Gary Palmer, Robert Adderholt, and Mike Rogers. In the race for the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Sarah Stewart won that race against Brian Taylor with 61% of the primary vote, over 38% for Taylor. For the State Board of Education District 3 seat, Kelly Mooney is declared the winner over three other female candidates, Charlotte Meadows, Ann Eubank, and Melissa Snowden. For the State Board of Education District 7 seat, Alan Long was declared the winner over two other male challengers, Doug Backus and Oscar Mann. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Athens Police Department is still searching for two men who broke into a pharmacy last Sunday. Security cameras within the pharmacy show the men stealing the medication straight from the shelves in the back room. The men then fled in a dark gray Jeep Cherokee. The Athens police are asking anyone with information on this crime to contact them. A fugitive from Florida is found and arrested in Dothan. Eric Robinson is wanted by Palm Beach County authorities for first-degree murder charges. Robinson is being held without bond in Alabama and awaiting extradition. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Traffic is very busy all over the area, and we've just got a bunch of accidents. A brand new one, East Boulevard at Woodmere. Use caution there. We've also got two accidents on East Boulevard in the opposing lanes. If you're going or coming towards Troy Highway, right around Governor's Drive, we've got two accidents there. Madison Avenue and McDonough, also on East Boulevard at Norman Bridge, had an accident there earlier, and one near the TA Travel Center on West South Boulevard. East Boulevard at Shirley Lane, got an accident there. Accidents all over the place this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Five Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the mirror as I walk past, reflection of my flat ass has got me in a rut. Should I get this booty working, I might even start a twerking if I only had a butt. Oh, I could say goodbye to the pants sliding down my back, and the backside that I seem to lack would not show off my plumber's crack. Yes, my tush would be so cute with some buns beside my chute. It would compliment my strut. I could bring some major swagger and offset my frontal dagger if I only had a butt.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Rich, I know you want to say something there. Well,
you misread me. I did not want to say anything. I just said that that was funny. That was a funny bit.
Yeah, it's new, too. That was the first time that played.
I like it.
I have a list in front of me of the 10 most nostalgic snacks of all time.
Nostalgic
snacks?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Survey done last year, but just released on Fox News, as a matter of fact.
Cracker Jack.
So, is maybe nachos on there?
I like that.
I mean, that seems to be. That would be like a nostalgic snack.
It's
Crunch and Munch.
It's an interesting list, and some of these I actually tried. On the list, you'll find Tab. Discontinued 3 years ago.
I don't think a Tab is a snack.
Well, I mean, you can wash down some Dunkaroos with your Tab.
There you go. Okay, so we're going... See, my nostalgia is not Dunkaroos. That's 90s and 80s. That's not.
What is your nostalgia, Jay?
Well, I would think Cracker Jack would be a nostalgic snack.
When I think of Tab, I think of John Landis. He was addicted to Tab.
How could you be addicted to something that has no taste?
I know. It was awful. And it's gone now, right? It's gone.
Yeah, it was discontinued 3 years ago.
What else is on there? If Dunkaroos is on there, they're going 90s with that then. Or 80s, maybe?
They were discontinued in 2012. General Mills brought them back 4 years ago.
What else is on there?
Oreo Cakesters.
I don't even remember those.
And this on Oreos Day, by the way.
They're like softer Oreos. And kind of like a whoopie pie. And Nabisco brought those back in 2022. Bagel Bites are on the list.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Fruitopia, a full line of fruit-flavored Coke drinks.
I used to drink those all the time.
They stopped them in 2003.
Yeah, then I started drinking Fruit 2-0 or something. It was fruit with water bait, yeah.
When Pepsi introduced Crystal Pepsi, there was a big fuss made. It was a Gunsa Magilla. It was a Gosher Bushwooka.
It was kind of nasty looking.
Well, I think the problem was when you see clear soda, you think 7-Up. You're expecting Sprite or something like that, or even ginger ale, but...
Why does this clear stuff taste so brown?
Good point. See, that's all up here, right?
I know, it is. It's all a mental thing. Totally is.
It was out in 1992 and bombed, but still got some diehard fans. They brought it back for limited times in 2016, 18, and on the 30th anniversary a couple of years ago. Kudos, granola bars, discontinued in 2017. Candy bars basically masquerading as a healthy snack.
I remember that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember the name, but I don't remember ever trying these. Orbitz drinks?
I remember the name as well.
I never had them.
I think it had, didn't they have little things in them? Little,
They were...
I don't know if it was pieces of candy or something, but
there plastic
was,
containers, right?
Yeah, and there was like something in them. There was a gimmick to them, and I don't remember what it was.
Flavored water with little edible balls floating in it.
Okay, right. Yeah, there you go. Edible balls.
It came out in 1996.
And I think the drinks came in very orb-shaped containers.
They may have.
Yeah, I think you're right.
No, because of the balls.
They just lasted for a couple of years. Waffle Crisp cereal makes the list.
Don't remember that.
Out in 96, discontinued 5 years ago, then Post brought it back. So you can still find those. And then finally, Rice Krispies Treats cereal. Not the treats. You can buy those by the ton at Costco. But they made a cereal version of the snack. Came out in the 90s, got pulled from shelves. Somebody launched a petition on change.org in 2019 to bring them back. It has not been brought back, but around 30,000 people have signed up to bring it back. And in other food news, IHOP and Applebee's are owned by the same parent company, and the CEO says they're going to be creating dual-branded locations.
That's not bad.
I think it's a good idea. Would it be IHOPies?
She'll have the bourbon street steak. I'll have the fruity tootie. Fresh and fruity.
I was just trying to think when the last time I've been to either one of them.
It's been a while for me.
It's been a while.
Oh, speaking of the maple syrup I was going to tell you about. Wendy and I saw something on YouTube about pure maple syrup. Pure maple syrup. And we looked it up and found where you can buy some.
Like from Vermont or something like that?
No, I mean, well, you can buy it from a retailer. They just don't have it in store. They would have to ship it to you at the house.
No,
I think we got it from Walmart. But it is this grade A maple syrup. It is pure, 100% maple. It is expensive per ounce.
Yes.
Real deal.
But somebody got holy cow, it is so, so good.
Somebody got it to me for Christmas. And
my
it is.
I was real just deal. Amazed by real it. Deal. And it's not. It's not sugar. It's a complete different from
absolutely
the store-bought stuff. It was amazing.
Yeah, generally it comes in kind of tiny containers, and it's often given as a stocking stuffer or a gift.
Yeah, it's usually a container about this size.
Right. Something about
that. Yeah, that's good.
That's always good.
I'm going to get somebody the Orbitz, the ball soda.
I'll see if they have them in Food Outlet for you when I'm over there on Sunday morning. It's 8:34 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have occasions we have to deal with all year. And sometimes we come up against somebody's birthday or anniversary or one of those dates on the calendar, and we get stuck at idea. And my recommendation is visit the team at Brian Jewelry. For 7 decades, over 3 generations, they have been taking literally panicked customers. I don't know what to get. Help me. Calm down, a little probative questioning, and then they can start guiding you to items that might be just the right fit for the person you're shopping for. That includes men and women. You can build a watch at Brian Jewelry, which is really cool. Or have something custom made, say there's a retirement. You can have something made, a pin, a bracelet that celebrates the person and their career. There's no end to the ideas, and because they are professional jewelers, they can create from scratch. Now, their website, BrianJewelry.com, will give you a great look at a very competitively priced and vast selection of all types and styles of gems, jewels, bracelets, rings, you name it, they've got it, including a few items that celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports between Auburn and Alabama. In addition to that, if you visit BrianJewelry.com, take a moment to sign up for membership, because the first time you buy an item that costs $200 or more, they'll take $100 off right there at the register. They can do 0% financing with a Synchrony Luxury account, and Brian Jewelry will also do layaway. I am picking up a ring there. It's my daughter's. I think I got it at Brian Joy for over 10 years ago. She loves it. She loves the fit. And we're having a new opal setting put in as a birthday gift. And they have a wish list there, too. If you are with somebody that doesn't take hints well, you might want to consider that option, too. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville, and again at BrianJewelry.com. Lynn and her team, welcome you to Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Thank you, Johnny. I just posted a picture, a satellite picture, and Alabama is somewhere under all of those clouds. There's not many breaks, so I'm not optimistic, especially this morning and through midday. Cloudy, but there could be a few afternoon sun breaks possible. A comfortable day with a high around 74 today, partly cloudy tonight, low 53. Tomorrow is a good day with a high up to about 77 on Thursday. A sun and cloud mix with clouds increasing later in the day, but dry. And then this next storm system, Friday, the risk of showers and thunderstorms begins in the afternoon hours, but rain and storms become widespread Friday night in through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. Locally heavy rainfall, severe weather threat, including the risk of damaging wind gusts and isolated tornadoes, not out of the question. That goes till through Saturday morning early. And then Sunday is sunny again with a high around 63. Right now it is 63 and cloudy at 837.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Well, we have accidents everywhere. A new one, I-85 northbound at South Union. We're not seeing anything on the cams there, but use caution. East Boulevard at Shirley Lane, a minor accident there. Also, East Boulevard at Woodmere, one reported there. Two accidents on East Boulevard just past Troy Highway near Governor's Drive. No matter which way you're going from Troy Highway or to Troy Highway, there's one in each of those lanes there. Norman Bridge at East Boulevard, minor accident reported there earlier. And at the TA Travel Center on West South Boulevard, got an accident there. Also, Madison Avenue at McDonough, got an accident there. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents... No! Really? Wow!
Taylor Swift is so beloved, she can influence an entire generation of women.
No!
She's even changing women's tastes in men.
Really?
Because of Taylor, Gen Z women are shunning wafer-thin baby faces like Timothy Chalamet in favor of muscular, protective men like Travis Kelce.
Wow!
Turns out, chicks dig muscles.
No!
And chest hair.
Really?
And testosterone.
Wow!
So hit the gym, guys, because skinny jeans are out and muscle shirts are in.
This has been... No! Really? Wow!
Yeah, there has been a lot of talk on that topic of the baby girl look. When in fact, most women do still, whether the left likes it or not, prefer masculine men. Like me and Jay. You.
What? Like me and Jay? Why'd I get left off that list?
Speaking of Taylor Swift, she issued a statement yesterday on Election Day, and she got it right this time. Because she picked Biden last time. This is a woman who has made millions and millions of dollars writing songs about guys who were jerks, then wants us to take her advice to vote for Joe, since she's so good at selecting the right man, right? But yesterday, she just basically encouraged people to get out and vote for the person that most represents you. So, applause for taking a healthier approach.
Listen to that applause.
Yeah. All right, Morning Maroon nominees. We have a song for this occasion.
Done some dumb things. Now do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby.
Dunce cap, cause you failed math. Dunce cap, cause you can't pass. Dunce cap, and we know why. Cause you can't pass without AI.
Dunce cap, baby. All right, time to salute the stupid. I just find it amazing that a woman in Phoenix drove around with a rattlesnake in her car for 2 weeks.
Wow.
See, they call them rattlesnakes because they have this little thing.
They make a noise. Yeah.
Yeah. And somehow it never occurred to her with that noise inside the car that she may have something dangerous.
Oh, boy.
And it was her boyfriend that said, wait a minute, that sounds... And he found the snake. They called 911, ultimately opened all the doors to the vehicle, and they... lured it out with a broken tree branch. Snakes getting into cars is kind of uncommon, but I got to tell you one quick lame-ass story.
Okay.
I had a brand new vehicle, and I'm taking somebody to dinner, and the drive to the restaurant was fine. On the drive back, we're looking at each other because there was a very unusual smell.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that.
Yeah, and by the time we got back to my place, we had all the windows open, literally, almost the hatchback on the SUV.
Right.
Because the aroma was overwhelming.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
I had to have the car towed to a dealer because you could not get behind the wheel and drive it.
Was that the dead rat?
Yes.
Yeah.
A rat had crawled up from the driveway, gotten itself engaged, and worked its way. If I had looked, I could have seen it through the air conditioning vents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that would have and that would have been the end of me. Because nobody wants to look into their AC vents and see something looking back. So that's nominee
number
one.
I'll tell you my worst aroma story in the car very quickly. Did you ever accidentally leave groceries in the back? You know,
yes, that's happened.
And it's milk. It's milk that goes bad. Oh. And that is the worst smell in the world.
And sometimes you got to take them one of those. It's like a hyperbaric chamber where they get rid of the smell.
Yep.
Two people were caught stealing just under 600 Venus flytraps from a nature conservancy in North Carolina.
Why?
They were apparently planning on selling them on the black market. It's unclear what Venus flytraps would go for, but it must be a lot because the thieves were hit with felony charges. They're rare, but they are native to southeastern North Carolina. And this is a time when people try to take them. Felony charges for stealing the flower.
Who knew?
And a 26-year-old woman in Indiana arrested after police say she let a 12-year-old boy drive a car, endangering others on the road. She later told police she did not know that 12-year-olds could not drive on public roads.
Oh, didn't know that.
Somehow she missed that.
You go stupid when you get asked, you know? It's just like, I didn't know it was wrong.
Is that not good? Is that not
so
good
who's thing? The dumbest of the dumb?
I think the woman who let the 12-year-old.
The 12-year-old, come on. Yeah.
There's life. Just checking, boys.
What an imbecile.
Right?
What an ultramaroon.
You put so many people in danger.
Yeah. Jimmy has a traffic update for us. Jimmy, what you got?
There's a pretty good wreck on Madison Avenue. There's only one lane open on the right side headed eastbound.
Eastbound.
About where on Madison?
At North McDonough.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. We appreciate that, Zup. We'll get that Skipper. We have one more traffic update left this morning. By the way, somebody sent me the Orbitz drink page from Wikipedia. Would you like me to forward that to you, Jane?
Oh, no. She sent it to me as well.
Oh. Well, here I thought it was special.
Okay. And I'm not getting any text.
848. Many people, and the fact is, the cost of a brand new vehicle has gotten beyond the reach of a lot of folks, so buying pre-owned is the way to go, and the place to get that pre-owned vehicle, one that you can rely on, is Jack Ingram Select Used Cars on the Boulevard. Now, the Ingram family has always had a great reputation for not reselling somebody else's troubles. But they've taken it a step further. John Ingram, in creating the select categories, now got cars that come with factory-certified warranties backed by Nissan Certified Select Program. That includes Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestic imports, all with factory warranty. Each car undergoes an 84-point check under the engine to make sure that it's still running at factory-specified levels. If it's not, they're not interested. So they try to take the guesswork out of buying a car. So when you're looking at it, knowing that it comes with the extended warranty, that it's been completely reconditioned, there's prepaid maintenance, and that warranty you can drive with confidence. And that includes 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty period and rental car reimbursement, too. So all you got to do is admire the vehicle and decide if it's right for you, your new driver in the house, or maybe your business. And there's more to choose from at Jack Ingram, more cars under $20,000 than anywhere else, with 25 lending partners to get you done. Time to love what you drive. Time to find it at Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard. And again, browse in advance. Lots of pictures and information on each vehicle at jackingramselect.com. This is our final traffic update.
Well, we have accidents everywhere. A new one, I-85 northbound at South Union. We're not seeing anything on the cams there, but use caution. East Boulevard at Shirley Lane, a minor accident there. Also, East Boulevard at Woodmere, one reported there.
Two accidents on East Boulevard just past Troy Highway near Governor's Drive. No matter which way you're going from Troy Highway or to Troy Highway, there's one in each of those lanes there. Norman Bridge at East Boulevard, minor accident reported there earlier. And at the TA Travel Center on West South Boulevard, got an accident there. Also, Madison Avenue at McDonough, got an accident there. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail.
You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails.
Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist.
Yeah, Shannon. Our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions.
If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist.
Call today for an appointment at 265-7585.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house. And to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, I'm a failure because I haven't got a brain.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could...
When Walter Cronkite left the CBS anchor desk...
...presidential powers to compensate Ukraine... For squashing my indictment, just imagine my excitement if I only had a brain. My son who's crack addicted, and I should be convicted for crimes we can't explain. To avoid repercussions, I could pin it on the Russians if I only had a brain. Oh, I, with the rise, inflation's on the weaponize the FBI, and then I'd quit and run and hide. We stole the last election, there was no insurrection, the left has gone insane. I'd concede I'm a loser and Pelosi is a boozer if I only had a brain. I would not be just a pedo, an old perverted weirdo, a legacy of shame. Taking showers with my daughter, a molester underwater, if I only had a brain.
Welcome back.
With a little Walter Cronkite in the middle.
Yeah, that was an operator error, and I was the operator, so it was my error. So, Nikki Haley's going to drop out today. She will not endorse Donald Trump. Big surprise there. She probably agreed to do that when the Democrats gave her all that money to run against him. Here in Alabama, she got 13%, 17% in Texas, 12% in Alaska, and did a little better in the northern tier and actually beat Trump in Vermont. I don't know what the hell is wrong with Vermont.
They're a little radical.
A lot radical. They keep sending Bernie Sanders back, mm-hmm. an old commie, and even the Republicans apparently have some of that rubbing off. Because that was the one state where she did prevail. Otherwise,
so she won
it was
in D.C.
Close.
She won in D.C. and Vermont.
And for those of you who are wondering, in fact, I wish we could replay the call now. We had it was a fun experience for all of us to watch Jacqueline Tomlinson announce her candidacy mm-hmm. for that new judge seat being created yep. in the district northeast of Montgomery, and to follow her path, to see her get engaged, to do all the things that candidates have to do. And somebody who I know from the heart is a terrific human being, incredibly capable, and I'm not backing off this, was the most qualified person for that seat, period. Just based on courtroom experience, sure. the most qualified, did not win,
yep.
and did not get enough to force a runoff, but finished second. And I just want to say what a pleasure it was to...
She had a great attitude in that phone call. And
oh, man,
She sounded on top of the world.
Absolutely did.
Yep.
And it was genuine. We sounded like the ones who were, oh, man, crap.
It was our
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And perhaps on the plus side of the equation, maybe she'll be more available to join us on the show.
Oh, sure. She's always welcome.
Because she brings a level of energy and wit and wisdom to this thing that is really, really special. In fact, if we, you know, like in the golden days of radio, you go to Upper Level Manglement and say, hey, we got to have her.
Yeah.
And then they find a way to make it happen.
Yeah.
But we appreciate her joining us.
She's not leaving lawyer money to come work for radio money.
Jay, you make a very salacious point there. You are absolutely correct on that.
Also, radio money's an oxymoron.
Jay, any other bitterness you want to share with the listeners before we wrap it up today?
I will say this. We got some time, maybe. I don't know. I know you're not a fan of him. However, it was last week on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
I love Jon Stewart.
There is, and if you find it on YouTube, and I think it's actually okay for you to play, there is a tribute to his dog that he gives, and it is just...
It's going to make me cry.
It'll rip you apart.
Did he lose his dog?
His dog passed away, and it was a tripod, and it was a three-legged...
Like Bingo, the dog that we helped.
It was a three-legged rescue dog that they had gotten, and he gives such a wonderful tribute, and his last words are, I hope that you, talking to all of us, find that one dog, that one dog.
Yeah.
And so it's a fantastic tribute, but it'll rip you apart.
No, he's hilarious. When I got into radio news, I watched him on The Daily Show to learn inflections mm-hmm. and words and pauses and phrases.
Timing.
It's just that, and, you know, even he took his fair share of shots at Obama when he had the chance. Right now, we're making room for Alabama Unfiltered Joey at noon, and I will see you at 3 after.